Committee on Human Services on today, May 4th, 2011. Greg, welcome.
Good morning, Chair Tomei and members of the committee. For the record, I'm Kevin Campbell, and I'm here today. It's my privilege as the CEO of the Victory Group and normally in front of you on any number of issues to be a part of a project that I'm very proud of being a part of. Today, behind me, are youth contest winners for our Oregon Youth in Action project. The project is the creation of the American Leadership Forum of Oregon Class Number 24. We also have a number of class members in the audience as well. Let me explain briefly what the American Leadership Forum is. And I'm going to do it in my own words as opposed to doing it in official speak based on some kind of script. It was my experience that I was invited to be part of a year-plus leadership experience with about 20 other individuals that were vastly different than me. I think that's part of their whole plan, is to find the most diverse group of leaders in the state, put them together for a year-plus so they can learn everything from how to work together despite our differences to handling issues of diversity to just learning what it means to be involved in collaborative leadership. And that whole year taught me that people that I would never have found myself in the same room with or having a conversation with or cooperating with are now not only collaborators together, but also friends. And so our class, at the end of this year, the test of the experiment of putting diverse people together is a class project. Can we work together to accomplish something? And our goal was, at the end of the year, to create the Oregon Youth in Action Project. As you know, youth obesity is a growing problem, not only in our state, but around the nation. In fact, it's a decade-by-decade increase over time that is it's devastating, frankly, and it's a trend that if it doesn't reverse itself, spells all kinds of trouble for our state in the years to come. So what we created was a contest. We wanted youth to have an additional platform to use their voice with the other youth in their communities of interest to challenge them to address issues related to youth obesity and, frankly, being active in their lives. And so today, we're proud to bring you 9 contest winners. These are groups that, on their own, came together, put together a project, and competed with other groups around the state. And we had a full contest committee that reviewed these. These are the 9 contest winners. Each of these groups have put together a project. They're very different. Each group will receive $2,000 each for their group to help implement their project. It's all privately raised money. It's exciting for us to see these youth in action themselves. You know, we're fond of saying that youth are the leadership of our future, but the fact is these are youth that are leaders today. They were leaders when they took the risk to put these kind of projects together, and they're leaders today to come to share this with you. I know they all may be a little bit nervous, but we've had a chance to talk about the fact that we're lucky here in Oregon, that we have state representatives who are just like them, regular people who have jobs and interests and experience. And so this morning they're going to come up and share a little bit about their projects, and I think you'll really enjoy hearing from them. The groups differ in, from where they are around the state, their interest level, the size of the groups, and what they're going to do this morning is they're going to come forward and they're going to put their names on the record. One of them from each group, with the exception of a couple groups that have done it a little differently, one person from each group has kind of served as their spokesperson. But I wanted to make sure that each of the youth had a chance to put their name in the record. I let them know that that's the way we keep a track of history here, and the fact that they're here is important. So with that, Chair Tomei and members of the committee, with your permission, I think these groups are ready to come forward, and I really greatly appreciate the committee's time today. I know we have limited time, and I'm thankful. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. We're so delighted that you are all here. That's wonderful.
Great.
So how should we do this?
Let's just, if you want to run through in the order you have,
sure.
We'll try to do it that way. I know we have a couple groups by phone, and I'm not sure how that is.
Okay.
Thank
we
you.
Have teenagers engaged, youth, let's see there, teenagers engaged in eating nutritious snacks. And so this was the sponsoring organization is the Portland Community Reinvestment Initiative, and we have Marina Mitchell, Grant Howard, and Tanya Jones.
If your name isn't mentioned when you're grouped, go ahead and go up anyway. I know some of you are not on the list.
Welcome. Thank you for coming today.
Good morning, Co-Chair Gilliam.
That's okay.
Good morning, Co-Chair Tomei, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Marina Mitchell. I live in Portland, and I'm here today to introduce our Oregon Youth in Action Project. Our project is titled Teens, Teenagers Engaged in Eating Nutritious Snacks, and our host organization is Portland Community Reinvestment Initiatives, also known as PCRI, an affordable housing organization in Portland. Before I describe our project, I would like the other members of our team to introduce themselves.
Good morning, Co-Chair Tomei and other representatives of the community. My name is Grant Howard, and I live in Portland, Oregon.
Good morning, Co-Chair and Tomei members of the committee. For the record, my name is Tasha Jones, and I also live in Portland.
Great. We would like to take a couple of minutes to tell you about our project. We want to create affordable, healthy snacks designed by and for teenagers in our community. We strongly believe that all youth, including youth from low-income housing and communities of color, should have the right to affordable, nutritious foods that support our healthy growth and will help ensure our future success as healthy and productive adults and community members. Studies have shown that purchases before and after school at local corner stores contribute significantly to youth snacking and overall intake of calories. As youth, we most frequently buy high-calorie foods and beverages that have little nutritional value, such as candy, chips, sodas, and caffeinated beverages, from corner stores, on average contributing at least one quarter of our daily calories. If left unchecked, over time, these unhealthy food choices can contribute to unhealthy outcomes such as diabetes and obesity. Our project will consist of these six steps. First, we are going to do research to determine a healthy snack that teens would like. Second, we're going to develop the snack and test it on our friends and community. Third, we will design a label that is attractive to our peers. Fourth, we will take and put our product on shelves at the Village Market in New Columbia, which is located in Portland, Oregon. Fifth, we will track the sales and success and get customer reactions. And finally, if it is successful, we would like to expand it to other stores. We are really excited to do this project today because I have friends who purchase junk snacks and like junk drinks every day. And for me, I always say I want to change my diet and eat something healthy for once, but it's always unsuccessful because I don't have a healthy alternative. And so once we develop this product, I will have something healthy that I can enjoy. To make healthy choices accessible for all, we will need your help. Mass advertising and compelling packaging make purchasing junk snacks almost irresistible. We have no chance of succeeding as youth to become healthy adults if you, our legislators, don't make it easier for us to make healthy choices. Thank you very much for this opportunity. We will not let you down.
Great. Thank you. We look forward to what you've learned. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Our next group is the Healthtastic Group, the Oak Creek Youth Correctional Facility, and after them we'll have the Hiking Trail Network, which is the Oregon School for the Deaf. So the Healthtastic Group?
Madam Chair, that's one we're going to need to call.
Oh, I see.
They're located at Oak Creek Youth Correctional Facility.
Okay, great. So while we're waiting for that, why don't we have the Hiking Trail Network come on up and set up here so we'll be ready to hear from you.
Okay.
Yes, this is Jennifer with the House Human Services Committee.
Hello?
This is Jennifer with the House Human Services Committee. It's just not working. Hello? It's like a delay. Let me try again.
That was bizarre. We get one of the students up to help.
Right.
Hello?
Yes, this is Jennifer with the House Human Services Committee. Can you hear me?
Yes, Jennifer.
Oh, hi. We're calling for the Healthtastic group for their presentation before the committee.
Yeah, I got them right here.
Okay. Anytime.
I'll see them
late. Okay. Anytime they'd like to start, and if they'd like to introduce themselves before speaking so we could get that on the record, we would appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay. My name is Elaine Gomez.
And my name is Melissa Powell.
My name is Jose.
My name is Victor Almendarez.
My name is Melissa Hanson.
My name is
Vestamina. Great, thank you.
So, hi, my name is Vestamina.
Hi. So go ahead and tell us about your program.
Well, I just wanted to start off with thank you for this chance to tell, for giving us this chance to tell you about our Healthtastic group at Three Lakes High School. It was because of the Youth in Action grant that we formed this group. Therefore, part of our goal of promoting healthy living was met just by being able to apply for the grant. Our Healthtastic group of elected officers wrote a mission statement and adopted bylaws. Our goal is to promote healthy food choices, cooking choices, and recreational choices that we can continue to make as adults. We will use the Youth in Action grant to buy a variety of items that will promote healthy choices. These include garden supplies such as seeds, plants, compost, and soil, cooking and nutritional supplies, and recreational and PE supplies. We also will seek donations from area nurseries and from master gardeners. We have a commitment from at least two staff members to help us make this project happen. We will start a small garden where we will grow fresh vegetables that will help, that we hope can prepare as part of our meals. We want to learn to cook fresh vegetables so they appeal to people our age. We believe we will prefer foods we grow locally to high-calorie frozen and processed foods. We want to set up cooking and nutritional classes, and we want to sponsor new fitness and recreational opportunities for students. We believe we will feel better emotionally if our bodies are in better shape. Our Healthtastic group gives us a forum to talk about healthy decisions and to develop healthy habits. We meet weekly and work on projects between meetings. We want students to know how to make healthy decisions, and we will encourage them to journal their success. This is an exciting time for us. We thank American Leadership Forum of Oregon for offering the grant, and we thank the companies who supported our Youth in Action grant. We believe it will make a difference in our lives. We would like to invite you to visit us in a few months to see how we are doing with growing our garden, making nutritional information available to students, and promoting physical activity. We have seen First Lady Michelle Obama get their hands dirty in her White House garden, and we would love to see you dig your hands into ours. Sincerely, students at Three Lakes High School.
Great. Thank you very much. Good luck with your project. Good luck. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, now we have the Hiking Trail Network for Oregon School for the Deaf.
Good morning, Chair Tomei and committee members. My name is Kyle. I'm the leader for our project, the Trail Hiking Network. Hi, my name is Lucas, and I'm the assistant leader of our group. Hello, co-chairs. My name is Tyler O'Brien. And hello, my name is Heidi, and I am one of the leaders on the project. So I'll be presenting our project. Half of the students live at the dorm, and the other half that go to the school for the deaf travel back and forth between the school and home. For those that live in the dorm, sometimes we have a feeling of there's not a lot of options for outdoor activities. So our idea was we wanted to make two different hiking trails on the campus. One would be more standard, the other would be more intense for, there would be hills and valleys so that you would get a harder workout. We were thinking that what we would line the trail with would be wood chips. We would rent a chipper. Do you want to add some comments? Sure. We have 55 acres on the campus, so we have a lot of property in order to set up the trails. Yeah, and also we felt like this project would support our sports team in providing more interesting options for like the track team. And we would like to thank you so much for your support of our project. The $2,000 is going to very much help us in the development of this project. So thank you, everyone.
Great. Thank you. And next, I love this title, Pickleball Tournament from Gold Beach High School. Come on up. And after them, we will have the Rocket Heat program. So get ready for that. Welcome.
Thank you. Good morning, co-chairs and members of the committee. For the record, my name is Kip Marstall, and I live in Gold Beach. And I'm here today to introduce our Oregon Youth in Action project. Our project is titled Pickleball. We're going to have a pickleball tournament, actually. And before I describe our project, I would like the other members of our team to introduce themselves.
Good morning, Tomei and members of the committee. My name is John Werder, and I live in Gold Beach.
Good morning, co-chairs and members of the committee. My name is Alex Ferreira, and I also live in Gold Beach.
Our civic engagement class of Gold Beach High School would like to create an annual pickleball tournament. It will bring people of all ages to compete for prizes and pride. We live in a very scenic, small coastal community. It rains a lot here, which takes effect on our community's physical exercise. We currently have no bowling alley, swimming pool, or certified track in town. I believe this tournament will provide physical activity to the community. Our town has a very low percent of kids. This, I feel, is due to the lack of exercise resources Gold Beach has to offer. This tournament will have two different age groups providing healthy physical competition for anyone who wants to participate. For those of you who don't know what pickleball is, at our school we like to think of it like a larger scale ping pong. Like instead of a table, you have a court, and you use bigger paddles and like kind of like wiffle balls, but... Anyways, the goal of our project is to provide a way for kids to gain physical activity that they need. Pickleball is a very cardio-based game that is easy for anyone to gain skill in. We will measure our success on how many participants show up. We will use the money to buy t-shirts that we have previously designed. The t-shirts will be passed out to anyone who participates. Also, we would like to purchase various prizes from the community. These prizes will be awarded to the winners. And... me and along with these two and a couple other people will referee, and our advisor, Mrs. Cummins, will oversee everything. Thank you.
That's great. Thank you. The Rocket Heat is delayed, so we'll have them later. Now we have the Youth Picture in Health from Elton Gregory Middle School, and after that, the TXR training program from Hillcrest, and we'll get them on the phone. So, good morning. We're glad you're here.
All right, good morning, co-chairs and members of the committee. For the record, my name is Kaya Seifert. I am the leader of this program. I live in Bend, and the title of our project is Youth Picturing Health. Our host organizations are St. Charles Healthcare System, Kids at Heart Initiative, as well as the 21st Century Grant, which is a community learning center. Before I describe our project, I'm going to ask the other members of our fabulous team to introduce themselves.
Great. Good morning, Chair, co-chairs Gillian and Tomei. My name is, for the record, my name is Sydney Sorrells, and I live in Redmond, Oregon.
Good morning, co-chairs. My name's, for the record, my name is Alyssa McKim, and I live in Redmond, Oregon.
Hello, co-chairs and members of the committee. I am Michaela Jarvis, and I live in Redmond, Oregon.
Good morning, co-chairs and and members of the committee. My name is Leslie, and I live in Redmond, Oregon.
Good morning, co-chairs and members of the committee. For the record, my name is Tucker Weinsheim, and I live in Redmond, Oregon.
Good morning, co-chairs and members of the committee. My name is Kate Wells, and I live in Bend, Oregon.
So our group is focusing on taking pictures of our community, showing what things are preventing us from being healthy and what things are making us more healthy.
Okay, our goal with this project is to influence kids and adults to make healthier choices and get them moving.
Great. Our final outcome are going to be picture displays at St. Charles Medical Center, as well as taking them to the Redmond School Board meetings and hopefully the Redmond City Council meetings to talk about what other options there are for kids and being able to make healthier choices having to do with nutrition and education as well as exercise in their communities. Well, thank you very much for giving us this opportunity to present to you.
You're welcome, and good luck in your project. We'll be anxious to know how it turns out.
Just before you leave, I'm just curious about, are you also going to show them in your schools?
Yes.
Okay, I mean, you're going to show them to the adults, but the kids are good audience as well to see these kinds of things.
Co-chairs and the members of the committee, Representative Frederick, yes, we are. We are also going to be posting them within Elton Gregory Middle School and also having a traveling exhibit that goes to the different schools.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank
you. Thank you again. So now we're going to get the Hillcrest, and theirs is called the TRX training program.
Good morning, this is Hillcrest.
Good morning, this is Jennifer with the House Human Services Committee. You're on the line with the committee for your presentation on the TRX training program.
Okay, I'll give the phone to our representative.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hi, you're with the House Human Services Committee to talk about your TRX training program. If you'd like to say your name and the other members to say their name for the record, we'd appreciate it.
Yeah, my name is Jacob Gonzalez, and our co-chairs are Gilman to me and members of the committee. My name is Jacob Gonzalez, and I'm representing six other youth.
Okay, do they want to say their name for the record?
No, but I'm gonna say it for them. Her name is Charles Viersman, Mauricio Tarin, Michael Gaglione, and Shakur Holiday.
Great. Tell us about your program.
Well, first I'd like to say thank you for this opportunity to tell you how students at Robert S. Farrell High School will be using the Youth in Action grant that we were awarded. We are always looking for ways to increase our fitness levels, and this grant will further our goal to encourage fitness and to educate ourselves about alternative forms of exercise.
Great.
We are using the grant to purchase and install a TRX training program and a new exercise studio. The equipment is perfect because it is both low cost and low maintenance, and it can be used both indoors, and as you've noticed, it rains in Salem, so we can use that as well. Here's how the TRX equipment works. You must use your own body weight to work on your strength, balance, flexibility, and core strength. The value of using this equipment does not depend on the student's fitness level or his ability to lift a certain amount of weight. At any given time, this equipment could benefit from 185 to 200 students. Our average age is about 17, and we represent many different social, ethnic, cultural, and geographic backgrounds. We appreciate the generosity of the corporate sponsors who made this grant possible through the American Leadership Forum of Oregon. We also appreciate Exercise Equipment Northwest, which already was a local partner with Robert S. Farrell High School. Exercise Equipment Northwest agreed to make an in-kind contribution with our purchase of the new equipment, and they will train us in how to use it. We also have the support of our administration, our recreation staff, and our maintenance department. Applying for this grant gave us a chance to work together. It showed us we could focus on making healthy choices and increasing physical activity. It gave us a chance to support a pro-social activity that will relieve stress, improve self-esteem, and enable us to encourage each other. We also know this equipment will benefit students for many years to come. Bowie students aren't the only ones who can benefit from using this equipment. We invite you to visit our school in a few months to try it out. We look forward to telling you how we are benefiting from it and show you how to use it. Sincerely, the students at Robert Ferrer High School.
Great. Thank you so much, and good luck. Thank you, and we'll try to come and visit you and see how the equipment works out. Bye-bye. And next we have up the Cheldelin, am I pronouncing? Okay, middle school, and the SR2S Film Fest. That sounds exciting. Ooh, there's a big group of people here.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, from Corvallis. Terrific. Go right ahead.
Okay. Good morning, Chairs Gilliam and Tomei and members of the committee. For the record, my name is Sydney Balderston, and I live in Corvallis. And I'm here today to introduce our Youth in Action project. Our project is titled SR2S Film Fest, Safe Routes to School Videos for Students, Schools, and Communities. Our host organization is the Sheldon Sack Lunch Club. SAC stands for Student Advocates for Change. Before I describe our project, I would like the other members of our team to introduce themselves.
Good morning, Chairs Gilliam and Tomei. For the record, my name is Apoorva Prakash, and I live in Corvallis.
Good morning, Chairs Gilliam and Tomei. For the record, my name is Leah Van Steeter, and I live in Corvallis.
Good morning, co-chairs and members of the committee. For the record, my name is Sarah Huang, and I live in Corvallis.
Good morning, Chairs Gilliam and Tomei. For the record, my name is Claire Benning, and I live in Corvallis.
Good morning, co-chairs and members of the committee. For the record, my name is Caroline Doyle, and I live in Corvallis.
Good morning, co-chairs and members of the committee. For the record, my name is Trey Batchelor, and I live in Corvallis.
Good morning, co-chairs and members of the committee. For the record, my name is Megan Alder, and I live in Corvallis.
Good morning, co-chairs and members of the committee. For the record, my name is Cameron Bloom, and I live in Corvallis.
Good morning, co-chairs and members of the committee. For the record, my name is Nico Hansen, and I also live in Corvallis.
Good morning, co-chairs and members of the committee. For the record, my name is Craig Lynn, and I live in Corvallis.
Good morning, co-chairs and members of the committee. For the record, my name is Rami Hansen, and I live in Corvallis.
Good morning, co-chairs and members of the committee. For the record, my name is Chris Graham, and I live in Corvallis.
Good morning, co-chairs and members of the committee. For the record, my name is Blaze, and I live in Corvallis.
Good morning, co-chairs and members of the committee. For the record, my name is Sunil Maitland, and I live in Corvallis.
That's awesome.
Okay. As fifth graders, we made a video about what Safe Routes to School looks like in Corvallis. As sixth graders, we have stayed committed to the Safe Routes to School movement. We are organizing the SR2S Film Fest, and we will be showing videos related to safe, active transportation submitted from local middle and high school students. After previewing the videos submitted, selected videos will be shown at Linus Pauling Middle School Theater on May 26th. A panel of judges will award individual students as well as teams flip videos and celebration packages to local food places like American Dream Pizza. In Corvallis, many kids walk and bike to school on walk and bike to school days, but we want them to do it every day. Everybody who sees the videos at our Film Fest premiere and during the school year will learn that active transportation is physically and environmentally healthy. Our goal is to motivate everyone to walk and bike more and be safe when they're walking around or biking. This can definitely lead to a healthier Corvallis. We are all working on promoting, organizing, and hosting the Film Fest. Chris, Cameron, and Trey are in charge of working the panel and prizes. Apoorva is organizing the Film Fest schedule. Sarah and Megan will be in charge of popcorn. Leah and I are in charge of the promotion and school presentations. Mrs. Hunter, Nico, Rami, and Blaze are responsible for technology at the Film Fest premiere. Mrs. Sims and Ms. Vanderplatt are keeping us all on track. Kids like technology, so we think that the SR2S Film Fest will help accomplish our Safe Routes to School goals.
We will also be promoting the United Nations Decade of Action for Road Safety at our Film Fest. Caroline, Claire, Craig, and Sanu will present the Decade of Action Global Project at the Film Fest. Today we're wearing our Decade of Action tags. It shows our commitment to being safe on the road, whether we're wearing helmets or buckling up. We have Decade of Action tags for you, too. We believe that our Safe Routes to School projects will work if we all work together. Thank you, Chairs Gilliam and Tomei, and members of the committee.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Oh, that was wonderful. Now we have Healthy Girls, Healthy Communities.
Thank you.
We're so happy to have you.
Thank you.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much. That's great.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Good morning. Go ahead.
Good morning, co-chairs and members of the committee. For the record, my name is Maida Pula, and I live in Portland. First, I would like the other members of our team to introduce themselves.
Good morning. Good morning, co-chairs Gilliam and Tomei, and members of the committee. For the record, my name is Abir Hakwani, and I live in Portland.
Good morning, co-chairs and members of the committee. For the record, my name is Catherine Spear, and I live in Portland.
Good morning, co-chairs and members of the committee. For the record, my name is Shraddha Pula, and I live in Portland.
Good morning, co-chairs and members of the committee. For the record, my name is Rachel Henry, and I live in Portland.
Our Oregon Youth in Action grant is called Healthy Girls and Healthy Communities. Our host is the Harriet Tubman Leadership Academy for Young Women, the only all-girls public school in the whole state of Oregon. Our project involves three main activities which will be implemented by all of us here. Before I turn it over to the other members of our team to explain the roles in the project, I would like to thank you all for giving us this opportunity to present our ideas.
Co-chairs and members of the committee, to stay healthy, we need to eat right. The first activity, Healthy Find, is a grocery shopping contest where students in our school will be asked to buy food within a certain budget for a meal. The students who find the healthiest, cheapest, and tastiest meal will get gift cards from grocery stores, and also will get to present their healthiest meal on our school news show.
I will also be helping with the Grocery Healthy Find Shopping Contest. Three times in a year, in December, September, and March, with the help of the money from the grant, we will organize students and parents to participate in a healthy shopping contest. The winning meals will be placed on a bulletin board for families to see and choose from.
The second activity of our project is a Healthy Choice food blog. About 50% of the students at our school come from low-income households. To increase access and affordability to healthy foods, I will help write a weekly food blog where I will post where essential food items, fresh vegetables, fruits, meats, milk, and eggs are on sale in local grocery stores. I will also post information about recipes, farmers markets, menus, and other resources on our food blog.
To stay healthy, we not only need to eat right, we also need to exercise. I'm going to help with a third activity called Healthy Steps for a Healthy Future. We will encourage the girls of our school to commit to an exercise routine and a walking campaign through our health and PE curriculum with our teacher, Ms. Kathy Smith. Participating students will each receive a pedometer and find a sponsor for the walking campaign. The money we raised will be given to Mercy Corps to help the victims of Japan. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That's okay. Stay. Representative Parrish, I think this is of special interest to you.
Yes, if you need any help with grocery projects, that's what I do for a living outside of the Capitol. I'd be more than happy to help. And I do have to just say for the record, I like it when kids come present things. They're fast, they're to the point, and they don't go on and on. They should present every piece of legislation in the building. Get done. You know, we more than have time left over. So thank you for bringing that forward.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Representative. Stay. Representative.
I just want to crow a little bit. Harriet Tubman Middle School, not Middle School, Harriet Tubman Women's Girls Academy is in my district, just a few blocks actually away from my house. So thank you guys for doing this. This is great.
Nice job. Thank you. want to echo what Representative Perry said. You guys have done a fantastic job. Most of you even pronounced my name correctly, which is phenomenal. Thank you so much. And Representative Paris is absolutely right. You were succinct. You were bright. You introduced yourselves. You moved right along. You were absolutely fantastic. And I think this bodes well for all the programs that you're going to be doing. If you are as efficient as in your programs as you were here today, that says a lot about your progress. Yeah, Mr. Campbell.
Thank you, co-chairs and members of the committee, at the risk of now. I want to thank the committee. There is one group that was unable to be here. Just logistically, it was impossible for them to make it to the committee hearing today. They should be here around 10, and that's the Community Transitional School Rocket Heat Project. They will be on the floors today,
great,
and they will be in the governor's office at 12:30 to receive their award. The information, by the way, you receive this little booklet. Obviously, it goes right through each of the projects and lists what they're trying to accomplish. There's also in there sponsors, and these are the sponsors that actually made the scholarship money available for this, and I just wanted the committee to know how much we appreciate the opportunity you provided today. We have a lot to look forward to in our future after hearing the youth today, and I wanted to mention to the youth that when they get home, if you go to the Oregon State Legislative webpage, you can watch yourself later today because this is all recorded. So thank you so much, committee members.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Kevin.
So anything more from the committee? Representative Widener.
You know, it was kind of sad that we had to close with one of those awful lobbyists up there.
I went through a K through 12 school, or first grade through 12. But everybody here was your age at one point, and I bet that, at least I am speaking for myself, it never occurred to me that I would be a state legislator. But I hope it occurs to you. I hope that you think about you being up here. We need people like you who are bright, who are willing to work, who are willing to do research and study. We need you up here. So I want each of you to think about yourself becoming a legislator, and especially women. We don't have nearly enough women in the legislature. So I want to point out that was a man clapping. All right. You got your daughter. All right. Anything else, committee? Thank you all for coming. Thanks for all the adults who brought you and been working on this too. Let's give you one last hand. And with that, committee, we have just a little bit of business. We are going to recess, but before we recess, I want to remind you that next Monday we meet at the State Hospital, right?
Correct.
At 8:30, and we need to make sure that we get the exact information to Jennifer, and she will send us a map of how to get there, et cetera, et cetera. We're going to get there on our own, right?
Correct, yeah, Madam Chair. Send logistics relative to that, but I do need a list of who actually will be attending the tour. They need those names for security purposes, I guess. So if you're not going to be in attendance or what, I need to have that confirmed. And everybody is just, and where we'll meet there, which building, and all of that. I'll provide you those logistics.
And on Monday the 18th, we will be going to the
To the Department of Corrections, the mental health wing.
I don't think Monday's the 18th.
It's Wednesday the 18th. Did I say Monday? Yeah.
And that as well, I'll send you an email relative to that, but I'll need to know for security purposes, they need a listing of everyone who will be in attendance. For those that aren't legislators, they need to have time to do background checks on us for security purposes. Not legislators, they're exempt from that. But I do need to know, they need that exact listing. So I'll send an email, but if you can get me that information as soon as possible.
Okay, and then what we're going to do, we're going to recess until 3, and then we'll come in this same room, right?
Correct.
At 3 o'clock, and we'll be meeting with the Health Committee, a joint meeting with the Health Committee, very graciously provided by Representative Greenlink.
Four of us are the same group. So.
Yeah, right.
And if anyone who is not a member of the Health Committee committee knows that they're not going to be in attendance. If you could let me know that, and then because there's limited space on the dais, and I'll make sure that they don't put a space out for you if we know that you're not going to be there, so that aren't on the committee. That would be helpful.
Anything else? With that, we will recess until 3 o'clock, and again, thank you all for coming today.
Thank you.